This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
We bring in Charlotte Carroll from The Athletic, covers the Giants. She was there and covering rookie camp. Hey, Charlotte, how are you?
Doing good. Thanks so much for having me on, and happy to talk a little Giants in the midst of Knicks craziness.
Exactly. We got a lot of Knicks craziness, but it's not quite Monday, and then we get into, more of Game 4. So let's just start with it. Jackson Dart, the big story, especially because the quarterback position. And so what are the first impressions? We'll start off with first impressions on the field and then first impressions off the field. And I understand it's rookie minicamp. There's only so much we can take away from it. You know, obviously players, very different than a game situation. But from what you've seen, you obviously covered Daniel Jones and, others. From what you've seen, what did you see so far just in the first couple of days from Jackson Dart on the field?
Yeah, as you said, it's rookie minicamp. It's like his first 2 days of practice with the Giants and at the NFL level. So it's early. But he didn't look bad. He was making passes. Some had some zing. And he was making those tight window throws. So that was great to see. But I think it was more interesting to watch the relationship kind of with Brian Daboll and how pretty much after every rep, Daboll was checking in with his quarterback. So just kind of that's going to be what I'm monitoring throughout the rest of OTAs. And as we head into training camp, what that relationship looks like and just kind of that, I don't want to say ownership, but how that kind of progresses throughout the course of the season and how much time those two kind of spend together.
Yeah, it's 2 days of rookie minicamp, but for all of us who sit there and watch the videos from the war rooms and all of this, it seemed to be pretty clear that Brian Daboll was the driver of wanting this draft pick. From what you were seeing, just even the early interactions of watching Daboll interact with Jackson Dart, how would you compare that to how he would interact with Daniel Jones?
Yeah, I mean, he was happy to see Jackson Dart, and not to say he wasn't that with Daniel Jones. I wasn't covering the team when Daniel Jones first kind of got with the Giants and that coaching staff. I kind of missed those early days of interactions with Brian Daboll and Daniel Jones. But obviously towards the end, there was friction, kind of the dissolution of that whole relationship, as we saw with the release. So again, it's very early. We've got 2 days of practice, and I know I sound like Brian Daboll saying that at his podium, but it's very hard to kind of make those snap judgments. It's just a lot kind of interesting things to monitor, and how much, like I said, how much he's going to be spending with his quarterback is what I'm intrigued, especially when we get Russell Wilson and Jameis on the practice field all together.
Other thing that I had at least seen from some of the images and video that I was watching from it was it seemed like it was a very windy day. And one of the things I know, Giants fans always worried with the Meadowlands and the wind in that area. Was that seeming to be an impact on just in terms of arm strength and, you know, Jackson Dart being fazed by that?
He didn't seem, I mean, we didn't talk to him after practice, but he didn't necessarily seem fazed. Again, they're just kind of running through things. He didn't have as sharp of a day numbers wise. I think he went 8 for 10 on the first day. I don't have what he went for on Saturday. But again, it is windy out there, but his arm looks strong and he was still kind of making passes with Zing in some tight windows.
How about off the field then, that press conference and how he came across and just first impressions as opposed to, to be fair, Daniel Jones is a very different personality, but how, what were first impressions off the field of Jackson Dart with the media, press conferences, interactions with teammates, that sort of thing?
Yeah, so for the first time in my career, and I think in my colleague Jen Duggan's career, we were kind of all talking about this after, he asked us reporters to introduce ourselves before we asked a question. So that already just kind of set the tone that he wants to get to know us and kind of see what we're about. So I've never had a player, especially of that like high caliber, do that in a podium setting. I think Jameis Winston did that with us on our Zoom call, but again, different environment, different kind of setting. But he was very confident. He was very at ease. He seemed ready to kind of take on the responsibility that comes with the New York market and the media. Again, very early, one press conference. But he was going with the flow. He had humor on things. We were talking about the necklace that he was wearing, how that came from his sister. He stole it. So just like kind of said all the right things and had the right attitude in what you're looking for in a quarterback in this market.
I think I saw that you asked a question of Dable about play calling. No, it's early, but does it seem like, was it Kafka who was the voice in Jackson Dart's head? And from that, can we in any way surmise that potentially it's going to be, that Brian Dable will give over the play calling duties this year?
Yeah, so Mike Kafka had the mic when in the headset and 7-on-7 drills was kind of relaying the calls. But I think, again, it's very early what they decide to do. I kind of took that too more as like, Brian Dable wants to get the most time and the most interaction with this new rookie quarterback. So perhaps maybe that was a reason having Mike Kafka do that. So that's something, a decision will come later on as we kind of get into later into OTAs and maybe honestly training camp with the way things might turn.
What were the first impressions of Abdul Carter, Giants' number 3 overall pick? We finally know he will wear uniform number 51 after all the uniform mishigas. So that seems settled, but first impressions of Abdul Carter.
He looks like he lives up to the billing. Unfortunately, there's not a ton happening in practice-wise, but he's got the body build and the confidence that kind of goes along with it. So exactly what you want to see, and excited to get to training camp and kind of watch the pads come on and all the good stuff there.
Any of the other draft picks, whether it was Camp Scatabo or anybody that kind of stood out to you in terms of, how they were carrying themselves, answers, responses, how they're, kind of fitting in early. Anybody stand out?
Yeah, I think Camp Scatabo, a big thing that was talked about with his draft profile was just his physicality and what he can kind of do to complement. And you see that not only in his build and the way he can maybe play in the film, but also in the way that he kind of speaks and the confidence that he has. He had a really great quote, which honestly might have been the quote of the 2 days, of just like why he likes being physical. And I don't have it off the top of my head, but like running through somebody, getting to the end zone is great, but running through somebody and then another somebody to get to the end zone would be better. So that's hearing that from a running back and knowing what that can bring, especially when you play that with someone like Tyrone Tracy, it is exciting to think about.
And then any undrafted free agents who might stand out or might have a chance to stick on this roster, anybody that was that we should keep our eyes out for?
I had my eyes mostly like trained on the draft picks, unfortunately, the Jackson Dart hype, the Abdul Carter hype. But I think we're looking at receivers is where you should keep an eye on just in terms of what this roster really needs. Mm-hmm. That's not a position that they invested in free agency. They really heavily did that with their by signing some UDFAs after the draft immediately. That was kind of the priority. So I think that's probably the biggest potential and the best chance for an undrafted rookie to maybe get a spot there.
And then obviously...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
With what's happening with the Saints and the Carr retiring, rumors and things fly around, any sense at all that the Giants would be open to trading Jameis Winston, or do you get the sense that very happy to have him and want to keep the quarterback room as they have it?
I haven't heard anything yet. I know Joe Shane is someone who's open to listening. I can't confirm or anything on that along those lines. They've been open to, hearing kind of everything, but nothing on the front, and he's been very welcome so far into the New York Giants area.
All right. Charlotte Carroll covers the Giants for The Athletic. Appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you down the road.
Awesome. Thanks so much for having me on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.